One morning when Sam was playing tennis with Applegate Skinner, Sam heard a clanking noise. He looked behind him, and there, coming out of the woods, was a skunk. The skunk's head was stuck in a tin can. He couldn't see where he was going. He kept bumping into trees and rocks, and the can went clank, clank, clank. "That skunk is in trouble," said Sam, laying down his racket. "He's been to the dump looking for food. He poked his head into that empty can, and now he can't get it out." The word spread quickly through camp that a skunk had arrived. The boys came running to see the fun. Mr. Brickle warned them not to get too close. The skunk might squirt them with perfume. So the boys danced around, keeping their distance and holding their noses. The big question was how to get the can off the skunk's head without getting squirted. "He's going to need help," said Sam. "That skunk will starve to death if we don't get that can off." All the boys had suggestions. One boy said they should make a bow and arrow, tie a string to the arrow, and shoot the arrow at the can. Then when they hit the can, they could pull the string, and the can would come off the skunk's head. Nobody thought much of that suggestion. It sounded like too much work. Another boy suggested that two boys climb a tree, and one boy could hang by his feet from the other boy's hands, and when the skunk walked under the tree, the boy who was hanging by his feet could reach down and pull the can off, and if the skunk squirted, the perfume wouldn't hit the boy because he would be hanging in the air. Nobody thought much of that suggestion. Mr. Brickle didn't like it at all. He said it was extremely impractical, and furthermore, he wouldn't permit it. Another boy suggested that they get a block of wood, smear it with glue, and when the skunk knocked against it, the can would stick to the block of wood. Nobody thought much of that suggestion. Mr. Brickle said he didn't have any glue anyway.